Some evolutionists tell us that some monkeys in Panama have evolved into the Stone Age, suggesting that they are following the same path humans did in the ancient past. On today's Creation Moment, we'll show you why such thinking is nothing but monkey business. And now, our Creation Moment's host, Paul Taylor.
Douglas Adams, in his comic masterpiece, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, has one talk radio presenter enthusiastically stating, "We'll be saying a big hello to all intelligent life forms everywhere and to everyone else out there. The secret is to bang the rocks together, guys." The joke is that the use of stone tools was supposedly one stage on the evolutionary progress of human beings. We remember movies from our youth, now criticized even by evolutionists, showing Neanderthal-type people who could only say ugh, but who could make and use axe heads and arrowheads made of flint. So when the New Scientist magazine opines in a heading that some monkeys in Panama may have just stumbled into the Stone Age, it makes us sit up and notice. It turns out that there are capuchins in Panama which open nuts and shellfish using stones. Yet other neighbouring populations of the same species do not use such tools. The article is implying that these monkeys could be entering a Stone Age which would presumably allow them to evolve into more intelligent forms. Perhaps it takes a single hyper-intelligent individual to make the leap and begin using stone tools, suggests the article's author. Yet it is not only primates who use tools. Some sea otters use stones, while some crows can even manufacture simple tools from sticks or even wire. At no time do these animals evolve into something new. God has created abilities to adapt and develop, but this is not evolution.
To find thousands of biblical creation resources, find us online at creationmoments.com.